The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and thanks for joining It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here with you every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're talking about your health, vitality, and wellness right here on FM News 100.5. Feel free to call into the show today. The number again is 702-733-KXNT. We've got a topic this morning that's going to spark your interest. We're going to be talking about sugar and some of the things out there that have brought up in the news. The recent documentary, Fed Up, has been released. I get a lot of questions in my own practice about sugar, the documentary that's been out there, and what is sugar doing to adults? What health problems is it causing? What are our kids experiencing? And in this documentary, it even states that sugar can be as addictive as heroin and cocaine. That's really shocking. And I know we've got your interest. And I have a very special guest on the show this morning. He's been on the show a couple times. We've talked about some of these hot health topics that have been out there on the news and want to bring really the facts and the myths to our listeners out there. Simon Chen, welcome again. He's the Senior Territory Manager for Metagenics. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Simon, We met before the show. We got a lot of interest. I know over at the cafe, I think we had most of the restaurant listening to us while we were talking about the packs of sugar people were putting in their coffees this morning and just general observations about how the society has started. We're really, even here in Las Vegas, we're a really 24-hour town. Mm-hmm. It never shuts down. And even lifestyles have changed. People are constantly on the go. They got kids. They got grandkids. We got sporting events after school. They're working. Really now, most families, both the husband, the wife, significant other, are both working to create an income to make ends meet. And it's really led to this on-the-go type of lifestyle.
Right.
And nutrition has really gone down. And I think that you made a really good point this morning that we read what's on a food label or we read a marketing label and we're reading what's not in the product, but what is really in the product out there.
Right. I think that's a big thing that I've realized, and we've become a society of what, if you look at labels of what's not it's gluten-free, it's fat-free, it's nut-free or whatever. No one's looking at what's in the product. Everyone's looking at what's not in the product. And that's the tough part. And, you know, you opened this morning, you talked about sugar. I think a lot of people don't understand sugar. You're right. In the Fed Up documentary with Katie Couric, they talk about, they were doing a brain scan on rats, and they were talking about sugar and heroin, cocaine. And it both... They both light up the pleasure centers in our brain. It's equivalent. And that's why people are so addicted to sugar. And it's amazing. And a lot of people are misinformed about sugar. They don't understand, what does it mean? What are grams of sugar, right? You think about it. You're sitting here, and I know that for coffee, people put in 2 packs of sugar, 3 packs of sugar. What does that mean? People don't understand. Like when you look on a drink label, it says, 12 grams of sugar, 18 grams of sugar per serving, et cetera, et cetera. What does that mean? Well, each gram of sugar, each packet of sugar is equivalent to a teaspoon, or is equivalent, if you look at the old school little cubes of sugar, a little spot of tea, the little cubes of sugar, each one is 4 grams. So if you look at, if you take everything, you divide it by 4, really is the easiest way to look at it. And so if you have something that's 36 36 grams of sugar, you're looking at 9 packets of sugar. That's, I mean, so if you're drinking coffee and you're taking 2 packets or 3 packets, you're drinking 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee, you know, with whatever has the same amount of sugar. That's a lot of sugar, you know.
But Simon, it's only 4 calories per gram. That's the marketing out there that we are advertising, right, as low calorie, but really the serving size is misunderstood.
Exactly.
What is a gram? Most people don't know what a gram is, or they don't know the serving size. And like you mentioned, in 1 packet of sugar, that's 4 grams.
Right.
So it's not really 4 calories
right
out there. You know, the history of sugar, before the 70s, we always would say a teaspoon of sugar. It was cane sugar. It was a natural sugar. And then really after the 70s, what happened is they found out that it costs less to have a corn derivative sweetener, such as high fructose corn syrup.
Mm.
This was developed, and now it's in everything.
Yeah.
And I know, Ken, we're going to pick on you a little bit this morning here, because some of you that have listened to the shows in the past, I've caught Ken with his morning breakfast.
Caught the right word?
Ken, what do you have for breakfast over there?
I have a nice 2-liter of Pepsi Cola.
Read the grams of sugar.
It's only about half full, though. We'll see if I finish it. 41 per serving.
And how many servings in this 2-liter?
6. So there's about 3 left.
And you've drank half of it this morning.
No, I haven't drank any because I can't get the cap off. I'm serious. It's stuck on there.
So, Ken, you couldn't get the cap off because your high fructose corn syrup, which is probably the number 1 or number 2 ingredient on that Pepsi, correct?
It is number 2 after water.
Water and high fructose corn syrup. Listeners, it's dried up. He cannot get the cap off, and it's ruining his morning breakfast on It's Your Health and Vitality.
So therefore, you've heard it. High fructose corn syrup just saved me.
So, Ken, you got to listen to the rest of the show, because we're going to be talking about how high fructose corn syrup has really changed America. It honestly has. And in Europe, I'll guarantee you the number 2 ingredient is not high fructose corn syrup on your bottle of soda. So when we got away from that cane sugar and we went to this more high fructose corn syrup, it is in everything. It's in, pull out something out of your refrigerator right now this morning. Take a look at your vitamin waters. Take a look at your sodas. Take a look at the juice your kids are drinking for breakfast this morning and see what the sweetener is in it. And most of them are going to have this in it. Even some of the breads, cookies, bakeries, all have it in. Even salad dressing. We tell people to increase their green vegetables. Go have a nice healthy salad. What do they put on it? Ranch, Italian dressing.
Yeah.
And read the ingredient in the dressing. And somewhere on there, most of them have high fructose corn syrup. This morning, we're going to continue talking about some of the health-related risks and some of the things that are being associated with this high fructose corn syrup and how really it's poisoning us. If you put in Google high fructose corn syrup, the number one thing that comes up, Simon, is the dangers of high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
It doesn't tell us what is high fructose corn syrup. The number one thing that comes up is all the things that have been linked to it. In the morning, what are you eating for breakfast in the morning? Take a look at your breakfast cereal. Even brand name breads have it in. Soft drinks. What about the jelly you put on your toast? It isn't sweetened like it used to be with natural sugar or the cane sugar. It's substituted for high fructose corn syrup because it's cheaper.
You bring up a good point, is that people always think, oh, I don't drink soda, therefore I don't get the corn syrup, the high fructose corn syrup. But you're right. It's in a lot of things that people don't understand. The jams and all those things. You bring up a very good point, Dr. Christie, is that, again, like we opened the show with, we're looking at things that are not in our product. We're not looking at things that are in our product. And so that's the thing. You look at a cereal aisle. Okay, I remember back in the day, you're younger than me, and happy birthday, by the way. I know you just had your birthday, so happy birthday, by the way.
Simon, you're not supposed to be telling me this.
you look at a cereal aisle back in the day, and you look at a cereal aisle now, and you look at the sugar that's in cereal, the I mean, wow, it's absolutely amazing. You know, Kevin just said that Pepsi had 41 grams of sugar per serving. Now, here's a secret, right? It's per serving. There's six servings in there. That's, I mean, it's a simple Chinese math, 246 grams of sugar. That's how many, I don't even know how many, you divide that by four. I mean, that's like, I don't know, 1,000 packets. I don't even know how many packets of sugar that is. It's just like 60 packets of sugar. I mean, that's insane in one 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. And, but you brought up a good point. I mean, the things that we don't think about, the breads and all that stuff, it has all these things in it.
So I want you to grab something from your kitchen and take a look today while you're shopping and really look at the food label. And believe me, it's usually not right out there so that you can see it. And in marketing, you're so consumed by, you walk down the meat aisle, you go to buy some chicken breasts thinking that you're eating healthy, correct? And the label says all natural. Well, I hope that our chicken's all natural, but it's a marketing thing, or it says minimally processed on the label. Well, what does that mean to the average person? You know, we walk this, talk it, we do it every day, and it's so confusing out there, even grass-fed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've heard this about the grass-fed stuff. So now on the marketing label, you're looking at buying organic grass-fed chicken or grass-fed beef, mm-hmm. but now it has to be grass-finished because before they kill the animal or butcher the animal, they're feeding it the grains a week or two to plump up the animal before they send it to the butcher so they can make more, the animal weighs more. So now you don't have completely grass-fed beef out there.
Really? Wow.
So you've just added all the grains and the glutens and that kind of thing. So you're trying to do the right thing, but in marketing, it's all a misconception. And both of us that work the business and look at the labels, it's very hard. Look, when you walk down the vitamin aisle, you can put anything on there and say you need energy. We're all living in a 24-hour town. It's fast, go, go. The most things that I see in my clinic are people can't sleep. They're tired. Mm-hmm. They get the afternoon crash. And what do they reach for? Sugar. Mm-hmm. So they have energy, or a caffeinated drink, or what else? They run through a fast food restaurant. What's in sweet tea?
Wow. Yeah. You know, gosh, if you look at the sweet tea at one of the leading fast food chains here, you're talking in one 32-ounce cup of sweet tea.
Supersize it.
We'll just look at 32-ounce. I mean, not even supersizing it. You're looking at, it's equivalent, let's put it instead of grams of sugar, but it's equivalent to eating 2.5 Snicker bars. 2.5 Snicker bars. Now, that sweet tea, if you get one, that's 2.5. If you go and you grab a refill, you're looking at, you're eating 5 sugars worth, grams of sugars worth of Snicker bars. Just forget about the total grams, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's insane. 5 Snicker bars to like two of these large soft drinks. I mean, okay, so the American Heart Association recommends that men have about 37.5 grams per day, which is give or take 9 teaspoons of sugar, and women have 25 grams, which is 6 teaspoons of sugar. And that's the American Heart Association recommendation. I personally think that's a little bit actually kind of high, but, you know, if that's what they recommend. You're looking at one serving of the Pepsi. You already used up your sugar for the whole day. Now, how many Pepsis does one drink? You look at that. Now, we're not talking about calories. We're talking about grams of sugar. You know, if you go to said fast food place that serves these drinks, I'll give you another quick example. One serving of Hi-C orange, 16 ounces, just a small cup, is equivalent to 42 grams of sugar.
Well, Simon, we are going to be back. We return. We're going to continue to talk about the marketing misconceptions. We talked to Ken this morning about his morning breakfast options and some of the misconceptions out there about being all natural. We're going to bring you more when we return. I'm here with Simon Chan with Metagenics. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We'll be right back.
An ex-Marine, a secret wife, a missing girlfriend.
What did you do to her, Brian?
Was it murder? 48 Hours tonight on CBS.
I'm Dana Roselli, and I'm here at Pro Gun Club in Boulder City for the 2014 Surefire Institute Firearms Fair. There's all different types of guns, from semi-automatic to full auto. Companies like Glock and Surefire have several of their products for you to see and try out. You can go off-roading with Vore on their racetrack or jump in a helicopter and soar above the fair with Airworks. There's also a live simulation shoot house where you can run through the SFI live fire course or watch the best in the world face off in the Surefire World Multi-Gun Championships. If you come by the fair today, you will be entered to win an AR-15. Portions of all ticket sales will be going to the Stars and Stripes Foundation, helping wounded servicemen and women. So come down to the SFI Firearms Fair today and tomorrow for all the food, fun, and live fire you could ask for. For more info, visit firearmsfair.com. We'll see you here at the fair.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Harmony Homes is your local builder, creating neighborhoods of incredible value. We talk to our buyers and include the features they want, like standard solar panels, paver driveways, and granite countertops. We create livable, efficient, and appealing homes at the best prices around and in more desirable locations around the valley.
Like Pearlite in the southeast. Every spacious home is a single story on a cul-de-sac, where you'll enjoy entertaining from your gourmet kitchen. And when it's time to work or play, you're close to Whitney Ranch, schools, shopping, and Stephanie Lynn Craig Park from the 310s.
Buyers, ask about closing cost assistance on your mortgage. Savvy buyers know. Buy smart, buy Harmony at harmonyhomes.com.
Ultimate Gaming officials say they're closing the company's online Ultimate Poker site in Nevada. Chairman Tom Breitling says in a statement today that online poker revenue fell short of expectations and operating the sites in just a few states where it's legal.
Your new voice of Las Vegas, live, local, FM News 100.5. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. That number again is 702-731-1200. And I'm here with Simon Chan, Senior Territory Manager with Metagenics. We've been talking about sugar this morning and some of the truths, myths, misconceptions, and things that I often get asked when patients come into my own practice. What is the real truth about sugar? How has it changed? Why is it not good for you? And we opened up a little bit this morning. And Ken, did you get your Pepsi open? I still see him over there struggling. So his high fructose corn syrup has created a glue on the top of his 2 liter of Pepsi, and it's ruined his morning. And
this is awful.
Those of you that have listened, I've kind of picked on Ken a little bit for his fried chicken and Pepsi when I see him in the studio on Saturday mornings.
I'm the picture of health.
And this is something, Sam, that I want to talk about, because Ken is not somebody that you would think would be at high risk of having some of the health problems that high fructose corn syrup can cause. He's skinny, tall, young, hasn't caught up to you yet, Ken.
Handsome.
Don't forget the handsome part, right?
Thank you.
So when we left for break, I wanted our listeners to get a salad dressing bottle, check a cereal that they feed their kids in the morning, a juice box, soft drink, even jellies, and take something out of the refrigerator that has this high fructose corn syrup, which we switched to because it's a corn derivative. It's cheaper than the natural cane sugar, and how some of the health things that have been a risk and some of the diseases and things that we're being associated with, there's so much research out there now that's coming out. Simon, I want to touch a little bit too, because this is another confusion. Artificial sweeteners.
Right.
So would it be better for Ken to have Diet Pepsi in the morning versus his 2 liter of Pepsi in the morning?
I don't think, I mean, soda actually is bad all around. I mean, artificial sweeteners is not any better than, I mean, it's actually in some cases worse than.
It's a chemical that replaces sugar.
Exactly.
So NutraSweet, sweet and low. I tell my own patients, stay away from that stuff. If it has that in it, you know, there's been that lawsuit that's been out about with vitamin water that it's been a misconception because you think that you are going and getting a healthy product, you're getting your vitamins, you're hydrating, but actually, let's talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions with artificial sweeteners out
there. Right. So you go back into like something like vitamin water. We talked, you know, you hear something like vitamin and water, and that's marketing. You know, vitamin water is owned by Coca-Cola, and they put it out there. And to give you an example again, so people can understand, I like to give examples how people put, because I like layman terms personally. A 20-ounce vitamin water is equivalent in sugar to eating about three and a half Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Now, mind you, they are so good. Okay, I get
it. That would go with your 2 liter of Pepsi back there.
I get it. The Krispy Kreme donuts are really good. But, I mean, you're looking at almost three and a half Krispy Kreme donuts. Vitamin Water came out, and they were they're owned by Coca-Cola, and they were being sued because of misleading consumers that it's healthy. And let me give you an example. The brazen lawyers. This is exactly what the lawyers said, and I quote. They said, "No consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water was a healthy beverage," end quote. They came out and said this. Now, if you look at the advertisement for vitamin water, it promotes a healthier lifestyle. But, again, marketing. In a bottle of vitamin water, you're looking at 13 grams of sugar per serving.
Remember what we told you before we went to break about sugar. And the average woman should only have 25
grams
of sugar.
But this is 2.5 servings in one bottle. This is how they always get you. If you always – now, here, listeners, looking at labels, again, don't worry about – look at, you know, if you have nut allergy, you know, look nut-free and all that great stuff. But look at the stuff – look at servings. And it says per serving. You got to look at the per serving. They'll try to trick consumers. So the bottle of vitamin water is 2.5 servings, 13 grams each. You're looking at 32 grams of sugar.
That's over your sugar limit.
One bottle, you're already over your sugar level. What's that? Eight. That's 8 packets of sugar in one bottle of vitamin water. Not to mention, on top of that, you're getting the artificial. If you look at the label of vitamin water, so they market it as a healthy beverage, but it's not. And gosh, I mean, it's amazing the misconception of different things. Remember SlimFast?
SlimFast was a big weight loss product that we were using, and women fed on it to lose weight.
I remember that it was like have two SlimFast chocolate. I think it was like a chocolate shake or whatever it was. Two SlimFast in the morning, and then have a healthy dinner. So they use it as a meal replacement, and SlimFast is 34 grams of sugar per. I mean, in each one, and so you're looking at you're feeding. you're trying to lose weight, but you're feeding all the sugar to people. You're not losing weight. And we're going to talk a little bit about how sugar affects the body, you know, coming up and what have you. And then we have other alternatives with this, you know, Dr. Chris's office does. But that's just crazy to me. The marketing is just wonderful. It's what, you know?
Even when they market, you're walking down the sweets aisle and you see sugar-free cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't have sugar in it, but what about all the white flour that was used to make the cookie? It's actually raising your blood sugars
right.
more, and that's going to lead into how we're going to talk a little bit about some of the health risks that sugar can cause, and what about type 2 diabetes?
Right.
We're not calling it adult onset diabetes. We're calling it metabolic syndrome. We're calling it type 2 diabetes because
right.
now we got 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are on diabetes medications because of being overweight and the amount of sugar consumption.
It's crazy.
That's hidden in our foods.
Right.
We don't go out and get natural fruits, vegetables, not eating fresh. Our lifestyles have put us on a fast food, on the go, need to prepare something quickly so that you can get on, get the kids to bed, and start the day all over again.
Right.
And what it's causing is even high blood pressure, the amount of high cholesterol. I got to tell you, Simon, the amount of high blood sugar, not diabetes, the amount of high blood sugar that I see when I do the initial panels on my patients, you don't often catch it in a fasting glucose level. But if you check a hemoglobin A1C, the amount of people that come borderline, that hemoglobin A1C should be under 5.5.
Okay.
The number of people I see, 5.6, 5.7, 5.8. They're running hyperglycemic. If they don't take action and control this, they're going to be diabetic in 10 years from now.
Right.
Look at the Fed Up documentary. They were saying 1 in 3 Americans by 2050 are going to be diagnosed with diabetes. That's shocking.
It's amazingly shocking. And, you know, you're looking at when we get back from the break, right, we'll talk more about this and the epidemic that is affecting us here in America.
We're going to talk a little bit when we return about some of the health risks that are out there. We're going to talk a little bit more on this hyperglycemia and diabetes. And we're also going to bring to you later on in the show what you can do and how we can help you. Because we don't want to scare everyone out there and then not give you there is help.
Right.
So I'm here with Simon, with the Senior Territory Manager with Metagenics. We've been talking about sugar, some of the myths and misconceptions. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. We'll be right back.
Listen up, Vegas. Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value with no credit check at all. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, game, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christie plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Did you hear the news? FM News 100.5. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm here with Simon Chan, Senior Territory Manager with Medigenics. We've been talking this morning about sugar, a little bit about the documentary that has come out and brought so many questions to Americans about sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and how we are leading to a public health epidemic and the rate of obesity that is climbing dramatically. And it is, it's scary.
Yeah. Statistics have it at almost half, looking at over 160 million Americans that are in, with metabolic syndrome or have type 2 diabetes or on the way. So that's a little under half of all Americans. That statistic is scary. It is very scary.
That is scary. And what's happened is our diets have changed. What's in our food has changed, combined with the lifestyle that we live and the lifestyle choices that we make. The poor lifestyle changes, adding this high fructose corn syrup and the amount of sugar consumption is leading to health problems. You know, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in America.
Right.
Add sugar to somebody that's already overweight, create an inflammatory response. It creates inflammation in the arteries,
right,
makes the plaque stick. Typically, what will happen, the number of type 2 diabetes, I talked a little bit before we left for break about the number of patients that I screen in my practice and some examples that we've been picking a little bit on Ken this morning, but in how you don't think that you may be running a little bit high on your blood sugars because you're not overweight, you're putting on a few pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, or you don't have that image, but the blood sugar, because your liver can't process it, you can't release insulin from your pancreas, your sugars run a little bit higher on that end, and then 5-10 years from now, you're diabetic, and you're on several medications to control it. It's beyond the point of making a lifestyle change or reading what's on a food label.
Right. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we at your clinic, we talk about nutritional therapy, you know. And you're looking at ways to help people. And unfortunately, there are times when people unfortunately don't have they're a little bit too, you know, they're going to need medication and what have you. Now, nutritional therapy is interesting because if you ask people what's important to you, you know, people will say that, you know, their family, their spirituality, and their health, right? Okay. Then when do you sit down and really plan? And this is what I learned from you, Dr. Christie, which I love with your nutritional therapy is, when do you really plan? Okay, you plan for your family. You plan your day for your family. You plan your vacations. You plan everything out. Spirituality, you plan whenever you go to church, or you plan days whenever you need to kind of like meditate or whatever situation is. But really, when do you really sit down and plan your meals, right? You think about your health. We're talking about our health and what we do for our health. Oh, yeah, my health is very important to me. Okay, when was the last time you sat down and planned, okay, tomorrow morning I'm going to have this for breakfast, tomorrow afternoon I'm going to have this for lunch, and then this at dinner I'm going to plan this, or plan it for the week, you know?
Growing up, I remember that, you know, your family would plan what you're going to have for breakfast. I was never allowed to go to school and skip breakfast, and it's become such a tradition that people forget to eat breakfast in the morning.
It's
and
crazy.
I like how you mentioned, because what I feel is really different with my practice is I really get into people's life, mm-hmm. I want to know what your lifestyle is. Is it on the go? What do you typically eat? It doesn't have to be perfect when you come in, because if it was perfect, right. you wouldn't be here doing this. So it's really what we can do to create a lifestyle change that you can continue in the future. This is not a yo-yo diet where you're going to come in, you're going to get a medication, you're going to get a, you know, a B12 shot, and who knows what's in that B12 shot, or if it's even a real B12 shot. I really want you to make a lifestyle change that's going to be permanent, and that's going to prevent you from getting type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Or if you've already got it, what can we do to make you, what if you just got off one of the medications?
That would, yeah.
And the side effects from one medication alone.
Right. You know, I've seen cases of like that too in your clinic and other clinics here in Las Vegas, where people have gotten off medication and the patients are just so thankful for it. And, you know, you talked about lifestyle changes. Absolutely correct. You know, you and I mean, everyone here, you know, wake up in the morning. We have to get our kids ready or get ourselves ready. We feed them. We forget to feed ourselves. We take them to school. Then you realize, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock or 8:30. And then I've been awake for 2 hours. I haven't eaten yet. And
I'm in a drive-through of a coffee shop.
You're at Dunkin' Donuts, or you're getting a cup of coffee and your donut. And it's not anyone's fault. The only problem with this is, and here's a tip for your listeners, and I want everyone to understand this, is when you go to sleep and you're sleeping for the 8 hours or whatever it is, if you're lucky, 8 hours. And you wake up in the morning, your body is in starvation mode, right? And it's like if your body learns to react to it's like if you're trapped on a desert island, it's survival mode. So it keeps the fat, because you need the fat for energy to survive, et cetera, et cetera. So when you wake up in the morning and you don't have breakfast, your body is still in that starvation mode. And it that's why people gain weight. Okay. And then if you don't have anything to kickstart your metabolism, not even like at least have a cup of black coffee, some caffeine, right? Something to kickstart your metabolism. If you don't do that, then you're going to keep, that's how people gain weight. They don't have breakfast. Then they have a big lunch at like 11 o'clock. Let's say they eat a huge lunch, you know, and that's where you get the big influx of, like you said, the blood sugar. You're getting all this stuff in your body and your body's not ready for it. It's shocking your body and it's causing problems. So you're cascading this problem, you know, and that's like a normal diet for people. They miss breakfast. They have a big lunch, or they have, you know, an unhealthy snack, a bad choice, through a drive-through, a donut, or whatever. And then they have this big lunch and this big dinner, and then people are wondering why they feel sluggish, why they have no energy, you know? It's because they're not getting the right energy in their cells, you know?
Your liver can't process the amount of sugar that you've just taken in, whether it not even be high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. You went and had this big lunch. It needs to go through the liver, which is one of the main organs that really metabolizes it. And it disrupts the carbohydrate metabolism. Mm-hmm. And then your sugars climb a little bit. They climb a little bit. And the next thing you know, you're diagnosed with pre-diabetic, diabetes, metabolic syndrome. I hear it every single day. You get a little bit of belly fat. Them triglycerides are running a little bit on the higher side.
Right.
You got insulin resistance. You got to take action now. You know, the hallmark is that type 2 diabetes.
Right. So let's talk a little quickly about that. You know, once you know, you have to have insulin in your body to get the blood sugar into the cells for energy. Okay. That's kind of the basics of it, right? So the insulin is released by your pancreas, and you have the insulin. Insulin basically signals, it's a key on your cell. And it opens up, it tells them, okay, here we go. We need to open up and get some sugar, get some energy in the cells so people can feel, you know, so you can move, you can be alive, right? And if you have insulin, what insulin resistance means is that the receptors on the cells, the insulin is not attaching, it's not opening. So now you have an influx of all this blood glucose, this blood sugar floating in your body, which causes problems. Like you said, you know, through your organs, it causes, you know, heart disease. It causes, you know, problems in all your vital functions and what have you, because the insulin is not signaling the cells. Then your body, your pancreas is like, well, I don't have enough insulin. I got to create more insulin. So then it creates more insulin. And you have all these things floating in your body, causing these problems. And that's where you get, like you said, people get the onset, the type 2 diabetes and what have you. And that's where the problems lie, because they're not eating properly, and they're not getting getting insulin resistance.
So what people really need to do is, you know, avoid the soft drinks that have the high fructose syrup in it. Read the food label and read all of the food label. Way at the bottom of the food label, it says other ingredients. If you can't pronounce or know what it's reading on that, then don't consume it is usually a good rule of thumb. And, you know, all over Facebook, social media, I get it sent to me on my own, you know, Vitality social media, as the big thing that came out about the whiskey, Fireball whiskey, and the components. One of the components in it is a derivative of antifreeze. Now, I know antifreeze? I got mechanics out there listening. They could call in and tell us what the components of antifreeze does to a car. So why are we consuming this type of stuff in our body? So read that label. Read the other ingredients in the label. It's important. And when you're putting that big old scoop of sugar in your coffee in the morning, really take action. Think, even cutting it down. We're not telling you to stop tomorrow if you can't, because like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, it's as addictive as cocaine, yeah, heroin, alcohol, tobacco. The thing's because it hits the pleasure zone in the brain.
Right. And I think that's why a lot of people like the Cosmopolitans or the people, you know, you talk a little bit about Fireballs. And
we're heading into the holidays. We're going to have to bring a little drink tips.
Right. But, you know, it's interesting because if, and again, and we don't want to rain on anyone's parade. Okay. We want people to have fun and do everything in moderation. So we're not saying don't do this, or don't do that. But, you know, the sugar in a Red Bull and vodka, the sugar in your Cosmopolitan or your Grey Goose, you know, it's just, you know, Grey Goose and cranberry, the sugar content is so high, but people don't think about that because it's alcohol. Everyone always thinks sugar is just soda. It's not just soda.
It's not. Yeah. It's in your bakery goods. Read the labels the next time you go buy a package of cookies, in the bread that you're making your lunch with. It's in everything. You got to just read the details. So one little tip, and avoid the artificial sweeteners. Mm-hmm. I tell them, there's actually some research out there that shows that it actually increases appetite. And it's important for our listeners to know some of the things that and good tips that are out there.
Right. So with that said, I mean, it's the studies out there and everything else that we have going on with the artificial sweeteners and everything like that. It's getting back to natural. You know, we want to get back to where we can consume the natural or the right grams of sugar, not the added sugar.
Do it in moderation and go natural. When we return back from break, we're going to give you some tips. We're going to bring a product that can be a breakfast substitute that I actually carry over in my own practice, and really how it's different than going and getting a protein shake over the counter, going to your nutrition store, buying bulk protein. It's a simple fix to a breakfast substitute that's healthy, has no artificial sweeteners in it. I'm going to be right back. I'm here with Simon, the Senior Territory Manager with Metagenics. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We'll be right back.
Southwest Medical Associates began in 1972 and has grown into Las Vegas's premier multi-specialty medical group. And we think that makes us better for everyone. Visit smalv.com.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the retirement brothers?
Market's going up. It's been a strong growth period. And it's no different than sitting at a casino and having a winning streak and thinking, when do you get out?
And that's why we're called the retirement brothers. We'll sit down with you, talk to you about when's the time to run. Retirees really want safety. They want protection. They want growth.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5 on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobelt.com.
I'm Dana Roselli, and I'm here at Pro Gun Club in Boulder City for the 2014 Surefire Institute Firearms Fair. There's all different types of guns, from semi-automatic to full auto. Companies like Glock and Surefire have several of their products for you to see and try out. You can go off-roading with Vore on their racetrack or jump in a helicopter and soar above the fair with Airworks. There's also a live munitions shoot house where you can run through the SFI live fire course. or watch the best in the world face off in the Surefire World Multi-Gun Championships. If you come by the fair today, you will be entered to win an AR-15. Portions of all ticket sales will be going to the Stars and Stripes Foundation, helping wounded servicemen and women. So come down to the SFI Firearms Fair today and tomorrow for all the food, fun, and live fire you could ask for. For more info, visit firearmsfair.com. We'll see you here at the fair.
Join CBS Radio November 20th and 21st at Town Square, Las Vegas, as we kick off Help for the Holidays. This year, we join forces with the UFC, PODS, and Town Square, Las Vegas to help raise thousands of dollars in donations for the children at St. Jude's Ranch. It's going to be an amazing, cheerful holiday experience. Be a part of making this a very special holiday season for the children at St. Jude's Ranch by donating funds, gift cards, and everyday items on November 20th and 21st at Town Square. Help for the Holidays with CBS Radio and PODS. Moving and storage solved.
The DMV used to sound like this.
Now serving F-117.
But now it sounds like this. Or rather, this is you, relaxing because you didn't wait in line at the DMV. Introducing DashPass, the fastest way to visit the DMV. Just check in early by phone, text, or online and skip the wait altogether. Some call it revolutionary. We just call it DashPass. Learn more at dmvnv.com.
Interact with us now at KXNT on Twitter or like us on Facebook. You'll be glad you did. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. I'm here with Simon Chan, Senior Territory Manager with Metagenics. We've been talking about sugar, some of the health risks that sugar does to the body when you consume it, the rate of obesity, how it's been climbing, and some of the things out there. It's really not people's fault, Simon. Mm-hmm. It's just what's in the label. People aren't educated. And that's really why we picked this show topic this morning, was not to pick on people, what they're eating, what they're drinking, but bring a little fun in with Ken this morning on his Pepsi and really point out some of the things that are hidden and a lot of people may not know. And if we've changed one person this morning by going to the refrigerator and looking at what's in the labels, this last part of our show, we want to talk and give some tips and some pointers. I think breakfast is a big thing where people miss in the morning because we're on this 24-hour go, go, go. I do it. And I work the business every day. I lecture to my patients every single day. Did you eat breakfast? What did you eat for breakfast in the morning? And on break, we were talking about the big thing with blending, juicing, and it's kind of turned into a breakfast option for people in the morning. So I asked people, what do you put in that morning shake? Mm-hmm. I put a scoop of protein. Mm-hmm. I poured in some milk, or maybe I switched to almond milk or rice milk as an alternative. I threw in a banana, I threw in some strawberries, I threw in some blueberries, some kale, some spinach. But ultimately, it's good choices,
right?
But people don't realize that a serving size, so a banana, a large banana is 2 servings of fruit. Most people don't know that. A serving size of blueberries, it's a quarter of a cup.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So now you've just ate 6 servings of fruit, which breaks down to sugar in your morning breakfast. So I want to talk a little bit about a product that I carry and I use a lot in my weight loss programs at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, and it's the Ultra Glucose Control.
Yeah.
It can be a breakfast substitute, and I want you to know what's the difference between going and buying a protein over the counter, running to, you know, GNC, the nutrition stores, Costco, you know, the department stores, and buying a protein, and how it probably isn't the best option, But again, it's marketing.
Right. Now, ultra glucose control is it's our newest. It's a super medical food, and it's labeled a medical food because obviously it is FDA regulated. We talked about that on our other show. And the great thing about the ultra glucose control is that we work in work hand in hand with the Joslin Diabetes Center, which is the number one diabetes center with Harvard here, number one diabetes center in the world. And we put together this program to help people control their insulin resistance. The difference between ultra glucose control and the main difference between ultra glucose control versus some of the competitors out there is that this works in the liver, where insulin resistance starts. It doesn't work on a pancreatic level. We talked a little bit about the pancreatic level releasing insulin and et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of the other things out there, other products out there work on the pancreatic level. This ultra glucose, UGC we'll call it, works on the liver. So it helps with the insulin on that level. The great thing about it is that it has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates, protein, and fat on the study. So studies have shown at the Joslin Diabetes Center that we want to do about a 40% ratio of carb to 30% protein to 30% fat. That's a perfect ratio. We all know that, if you just take all protein like the Atkins diet, it doesn't work. You take too much carbs, it doesn't work. Too much fat, it doesn't work. You have to have a perfect ratio. So all the studies show that the perfect combination is 40-30-30. Carbs to protein to fat. Now, the standard American diet, unfortunately, it's about, on average, 60-20-20. 60% carbs, 20% protein, 20% fat. That's not good. It doesn't help. Those ratios are off a little bit. So what we want to do is get to the perfect ratio of 40-30-30. Now, with the ultra glucose control, not only do you get that perfect ratio, you're looking at, it's a pea rice protein, okay? And the macronutrients in it prolong satiety. Meaning a person that actually takes ultra glucose control will feel full. They'll feel satisfied with it. On top of that, it has branched chain amino acids, BCAAs, which is for body composition. So it will help people with their body composition as well too. And one of the most important things is in each serving, you're looking at only 3 grams of sugar, okay? 3 grams. That's less than a packet of sugar. You know, and so you look at something like we talked about, Slim Fast had 34 grams in each shake and what have you. You're looking at 3 grams. And let me ask you, Dr. Christie, and you've taken it, I've taken it. What does it taste like?
It comes in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
It comes in vanilla.
Right.
I think the vanilla tastes like pancakes. I'm probably a bad taste for it. It does not taste bad.
Exactly.
Honestly, I've had protein that is horrible.
Yes.
You can barely drink it. You can barely get it down. And I'd rather go to a coffee shop, have a coffee and maybe a pastry if I had to drink something that tasted terrible. And Simon knows me.
It tastes like birthday cake to me, like cake batter. It does. And
this is the best part.
Yeah. And so
a shaker.
Right.
A packet.
Right.
And water.
That's it.
You can make it in your car.
And so you walk out, we're talking about breakfast, where everyone makes the wrong choices. We're running out there, we're getting our kids to school or getting to work because we're running a little bit late and we're making the bad choices. What if your choice was perfectly balanced, scientifically tested at the Joslin Diabetes Center at Harvard, breakfast meal, perfectly composed, and you can have that with you anywhere you go. You know, so you can have the little packets with you, bring it to work. You can have little packets with you at home, add water, shake it up, and then boom, you're good to go. And then you feel satisfied. You feel full and you feel complete. What if you have something like that? Would that be a benefit to you?
Now, Simon.
Yes.
What does the average person spend going through a fast food?
Right.
For breakfast?
Gosh. Coffee alone is $5. You get a little pastry with that. You're looking at another $3 to $4. You're looking at, what, $10 maybe, probably on average?
Quadruple latte. I know some of you know out there how much that costs. I know a venti coffee with cream in it's $3.19.
Right. And then if you get the fancier things, you're looking at $5 to $6 on a cup of coffee, not including the pastry. So you're looking on average, a person spends around $5, $6, $7, and you add pastry, you're looking at $10. Yep.
So for 7 meals for a week, what's the cost of this product?
You're looking at about five $6.50, I think, per package.
For a healthy breakfast in the morning. And the great thing is, it doesn't require appointment. There's no fee to come see me to purchase it. You can walk into my practice, pick it up. It comes in a package. There's 7 meals for $39. If you come in by Friday, we're going to give you 20% off your purchase of the Ultra Glucose Control.
Wow.
As a great show special, and a thanks to our listeners for listening to the show. And Simon, it's time to close the show. I've had a lot of fun with you this morning.
It always goes too fast. It always goes too fast.
So I hope that we brought you a lot of tips on sugar and reading food labels and what an option is for breakfast out there. And please call my office if you have questions. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that number, 702-731-1200. And Simon, thanks again. It's been a pleasure, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, until next month when I come back on again.
We'll be back next Saturday.